What if kittens played the glockenspiel? And what if unicorns were real? What if you could fly or travel back in time? We welcome you to What If World. What if world? This is What If World.
Greetings, adventurers, and welcome back to Guilds and Goblins, the What If World show where your questions and ideas combine with our live in-the-moment dice rolls to bring you off-the-cuff adventures. I'm Zach Jamaloo, your host and guildmaster, joined by my three players,
Scully the Squid, and my G&G character's name
is a Penny Pasta.
They're an Italian chef. And also a pasta puss, a noodle monster.
Then there's me, Lola Rabbit. I play Amara Stormtide, an ocean dragon. Well, a little one, really. But also a crack detective.
And finally, there's me, ZZ, Zach's big sister. And my character's name
is Stream, the Unitar and Holographer. That's like a photographer, but with holograms that I can also bring to life.
Thank you for those quick introductions, because we have a lot to get through for our final part of this three-part adventure. If you haven't heard the last two parts, go give them a listen, because the Cryptid Kids, our three brave adventurers, are about to face the Bone Kraken off the shore of the pirate city of Scumhaven. Yes, indeed, they are sailing out onto the Slime Sea at the height of summer. While a kraken made of bones and debris that is bigger than reasoning is barreling through the slime sea toward them.
Yeah, and let's not forget, I'm stuck on top of that kraken's bone mantle, somewhat protected by a little castle that I surrounded myself with using the power of the Sword of If, which is also stuck in the bone kraken's head.
And my character, Penny Pasta, is riding aboard the battleship Gelateria, which is captained by Ira Ice.
And my character, Stream, is there too. Stream got thrown into the past, so she's had a lot of time to read and research at the bookstore known as the Briny Spine, with the help of the Mangrove Grove Man Tree Pirate, Zoran Oak Saltroot. You don't exactly know what you're gonna face when you reach the Bone Kraken, but you saw Amara use her ocean dragon powers to spell the word help and lightning above the Kraken's mantle.
And that's just what I hope they'll do.
But Stream also knows that Kathunkle was lost somewhere in this slime sea while the world of Berend was still frozen.
So maybe if we can free him, he'll help us win the challenge.
Hey, no strategizing in advance. We've got to get to our adventure. But first, we're going to play one of the many, many questions that has inspired this three-part adventure. We've got questions from Tyler, Giovanna, Alex, Cole, our patron Nayara, and one question from a boy named Khalil that helped me imagine this whole strange pirate city in the first place.
Hi, my name is Khalil. You might recognize from my last three stories. My question is, what if it rained for a whole year?
Thanks, Khalil! Oh yeah, because it rained at the pirate city of Scumhive for a whole year to thaw the ice? Exactly. Khalil also asked, what if I could go back in time? And that's been a big part of the hijinks too. So let's enjoy the final chapter in this three-part adventure. Grab your d20, or any dice you have if you want to roll along. Your adventure starts after a quick break. Cryptid Kids, we're back. The Gelateria sets sail. Penny and Stream, you're gonna need to get your sea legs fast.
And we've got a lot of legs.
Mine are all technically arms or tentacles.
The Bone Kraken is quickly closing on the horizon, but you'll each have a turn to prepare as your ship closes.
Stream is gonna use her It Lives ability to give me a boost on wonder rolls as I create a holographic holocam that'll help me make more holograms that are even more convincing.
Just ridiculous enough to work. Holly the holocam starts floating about you with nervous excitement.
Oh boy, we going into battle, boss?
Can't believe I programmed you with that voice, but yes.
Hooray!
You said it rained for a whole year because of Kalil's question?
Yes, indeed. That's what helped finally thaw the frozen world of Beren.
Well, Pennypasta, we're setting up a rain of barrels all over town to collect as much of it as they could. And now it's all packed on the ships.
Okay.
Man, Penny has been making a very special Italian minestrone soup, which they're now loading into the ship's water cannons.
Water cannons?
Yeah, you said that I could decide one thing about the defenses or the ship.
Awesome, cool. Yeah, so you have soup cannons aboard the gelateria.
And also, of course, gelato cannons.
I'll allow it, and I'm intrigued. Meanwhile, Amara Stormtide, even huddled in this stone castle, atop the head slash mantle of the Bone Kraken, you are aware of it moving rapidly. Is there anything you want to do now that the Kraken seems to have forgotten you?
Well, I'm stuck in here with the Sword of If, but I imagine if I use it again, I'm gonna draw the Kraken's attention.
It's possible.
Heh, that's not a no.
I can't spoil all the surprises.
So I'm gonna use all of my detective and storm mage skills to try to study this sword and see if I can work out how to get it loose or maybe use it to help.
Roll learn.
That's an 11 plus 4.
You sense a power as vast as the ocean, mingled with the magic of pure potential. Deep within this collection of bone and fossils and shipwrecks and sunken cities, you now know.
And can I use it?
Its power is somehow tied to the Sword of If. You'll need to wear the Bone Kraken out before you'll have any chance of prying the sword or the gem loose.
Then Amara's gonna use her lightning magic again to write "Wear It Out" in lightning bolts over the Kraken.
Penny and Stream, you see the message "Wear It Out" crackle before you.
How do you make an undead squid tired?
By a Kraken bad jokes! But honestly, I have no idea.
What say ya, Penny Pasta? Asks Ira Ice. Should we fire upon it?
No, but let's fire near it with some gelato. If it arose up from the ice, maybe it likes a cold food.
I'll let you roll wonder to see what the Bone Kraken thinks of your gelato.
No, 7 plus 1.
The Kraken slows as it sees your ship turn its icy cannon and squelch out a heaping mound of Italian ice cream that sort of sits on top of the slime sea before shifting and sliding and kind of seeping into it.
That doesn't look very appetizing.
And then a ship much like yours, but formed of slime and ice cream, is shaped by the Bone Kraken's tentacles and fires upon you. But the gelato tastes foul, mixed with shards of ice and noxious slime. Penny Pasta and Stream both take one hurt from the disgusting gelato raining down upon you and the rest of your ship's crew.
Oh, you like playing copycat? Well, two can play at that. Stream and Holly Hollow Cam, take photos of the Bone Kraken and then create a life-size replica of it.
Ooh, you would have to use a heart to make a hologram that big.
Okay, I will make a Penny Pasta-sized replica of it that scuttles out on the slime sea and offers its tentacle and what I hope is a sign of peace.
Roll wonder.
Ooh, that's a 12 plus 6.
12 plus 6 is 18. High enough that the Kraken is entranced by your strange hologram until it makes about 1,000 of its own. Each just a little less sharp than yours, except for their icy corners. And these pastapus-sized Bone Kraken replicas start climbing onto all of the ships, reaching out to grab the crews. Infirm but not harmful, Squiddy hugs.
Stream! The squid is trying to grapple me and the rest of the crew. Shall I defend us with my ice blade?
Only if it's hurting someone. I'm not quite sure what's going on yet.
Oh, fine.
I'll let you roll dare with a plus D8 to see how well Zoranoak defends your crew.
Ooh, 4 plus 7?
With an 11, he does make sure that no one gets hurt. But in the process, he has to lop off a few replica tentacles. Which doesn't make the bone kraken too happy. Now, Amara, from within a little window of your castle tower, atop the bone kraken's head, you can make out what's happening with all these ships.
And do I see or feel anything when the bone kraken makes all these weird replicas?
You feel a stirring of its power, and see the Sword of Ith glow brightly, and start to dim a little when it makes the many replicas of itself. You also sense a what-if question humming from the sword.
Using my most sneaky burglar skills, I touch the sword again to draw out its what-if.
This one's from Nyara, who asked, what if the Neverrock was the plenty gem of water?
Neverrock? But that's what the Katunkel was after.
You can sense there's more to Nyara's what-if. But you also sense the Bone Kraken's attention turning inward again. Do you let go or keep going?
I think you know the answer to that.
I'll let you roll learn to try to draw out the what-if and let go of the sword at just the right moment.
Oh, 2 plus 1.
You feel a tentacle come crashing down on the castle as you take 2 hurt, leaving you stunned as the first half of a what-if drifts through your mind. What if Lolandra, Zachamedes, Turta?
What if they what? What if they what?
Penny Pasta, you see the bone kraken smash a colossal bony tentacle crusted with all kinds of creations and crustaceans atop its own head, crumbling the castle it appears to be wearing as some kind of fashionable accessory.
Amara must be under that castle hat. Penny Pasta's gonna swim in together and say to Ira Ice, use the minestrone, but only to protect.
Aye, classically cryptic command, Captain.
Captain? But I don't think about it anymore. I stretch my noodles, growing as big and wide as I can, trying to slip through the rubble and get my friend out.
Roll there.
7 plus 4.
7 plus 4 is another 11. You've got a choice. Suffer hurt yourself to get to Amara, or fall back before
I get to Amara and use my heart to heal her.
That'll cost you 2 now.
2?
Yeah, there's been a little update to the rules. But now you get a heart every time you make a failing roll. So you'll still have 1 after this.
1. Then that's what I do.
Amara, you are no longer stunned.
As a Penny Pasta feeds you some spicy ziti and wakes you right up.
Ooh, that's a spicy ziti.
Hey, what's Amara for you?
What's Amara for you? Oh, yeah, I get it.
I know I said it earlier, but you weren't here to hear it.
Okay, next time just wait for a good moment to drop your catchphrase, otherwise it doesn't really land.
I just saved your life and you're giving me notes? What's the matter?
Too soon.
Yeah, I felt it.
Welp, all the original cryptid kids are out of sight somewhere. So Stream's just gonna go around using her unicorn horn to heal anyone who's hurt. Oh, and I'll have Holly Holocam make a replica of me doing the same thing to maybe trick the Bone Kraken if it tries to smack me or something.
Roll learn to see how realistic your replica and its healing horn and magic appear.
3 plus 1.
With the slime falling aboard the deck of the ship, and the many, many Bone Kraken replicas scrambling on board, you keep slipping. And your holographic replica looks more like a boxy 8-bit video game character. And suddenly, dozens more of these boxy unitars start falling from the sky, crashing into ships, falling on top of crew as the bone kraken is wildly shaping them all over out of slime and ice.
Do I?
Take one hurt, yes, I'm afraid so. And you get a heart.
Oh.
Amara Stormtide, you see Penny Pasta straining their noodly body to protect you from falling rubble as they try to drag you from the castle atop the kraken's head.
Wait, did you what if in the sword?
What?
If, exactly. I think it's important.
I look back at the ship. Is everyone at least kind of okay?
Zora and Oaks fending off holographic doubles and mini bone krakens. But Ira Ice is using your minestrone soup cannons, made with copious rainwater, to warm and melt many of the creations. You think they'll be okay, at least for now.
Then I quest out with a noodly strand to try to grab this sword.
Roll there.
Whew, 12 plus 1.
You touch the sword, and the castle shudders as it releases its what-if. Lolandra, Zakamedes, Turtok, and Skull and Bones were racing each other to get to the Never Rock first. And crash! A bony tentacle reaches around and through the rubble, grabbing onto your noodle hand and the sword itself.
Uh-oh.
Just as the portal opens into the sky, and a were-rabbit with a thorn whip leaps lightly through and onto the rubble, moving rocks aside to get you free.
Oh, this is confusing. Is that my old character?
Yes! You can now control Lolandra!
Oh, heck yeah!
Zakamedes comes through as well, a goblin egg chanter who cracks an egg shield that closes over Amara, protecting her from further harm. And then Turtok herself slowly lowers, riding a giant floating clock. ZZ, would you do the honors?
Oh, this just won't do.
And Turtok will move time back so the Kraken's tentacle hasn't quite reached the Sword of If. Okay, roll wonder. 18 plus 2. The Kraken's tentacle seems to rewind as Lolandra's thorn whip whips out and pulls at the Sword of If. Roll there. 16 plus 3. I mean, kind of not fair that your old characters are rolling so well.
It's awesome! But where's Skull and Bones?
As the bony tentacle slithers forward again, reaching for the Sword of If, another tentacle, big and fleshy and green, wraps around it.
Not so fast.
Kathunkle? You're not Skullin.
That the one I'm wrestling with.
You can roll dare with an extra d6 for Kathunkle to see how he fares against the Bone Kraken.
You mean my old character Skullin Bones is actually the...
Oh, dude. This is weird.
Super weird. Roll the dice. Penny Pasta slash Kathunkle slash Skullin Bones. Whoever you're playing right now.
Let's go. 15 plus 4.
Kathunkle pulls back on the tentacles, and as more writhe out to meet it, more of Kathunkle's tentacles crawl out from the depths of the slime sea, pulling the Bone Kraken away.
Well, Amara doesn't know this Bone Kraken from this Lolandra from this Kathunkle, so she's gonna try to break loose of the egg shield and get to the sword herself.
You can roll learn to try to find the weak point on the egg shield.
10 plus 3.
It's already pushed back some debris and is cracking in places that you manage to wiggle through, getting to the Sword of If 2, where you all hear a review question from Cole, who wrote, "This question is for a GNG game. What if the world split into 5 realms, and each realm had a gem, and you have to unite them to fix the world?" Love the show. Thanks, Cole.
Yes, thank you, Cole. That's what I've been trying to do all along. The Never Rock, the Plenty Gem of Water, somehow ended up in Skullin's hands. It is preventing me from uniting the gems to fix the world.
Can Stream have sort of, swam scuttled over here?
with the bone kraken distracted and the castle crumbled back into the sea? Yes, stream, you easily make it over here.
And if I call upon my lore and research, would I know what happened to the plenty gem of fire?
Yes, indeed.
Then I'm sorry, Kathunkle, my dude. You just plain can't win. You ate the plenty gem of fire.
Okay, right, but then...
And it looks like Skullin maybe ate the plenty gem of water. So you're like opposite forces. Push and pull, yin and yang. It might have been your fight that froze the whole world in the first place.
Then I need your help, children. Get the water gem from this kraken. Restore your skull and bones, and I will take the 5 gems far away and leave your realm in peace.
That's all very noble and self-sacrificing, says Amara. But we're in the past right now, and if you do that, it would undo everything that we did in our present, which would, like, I don't know, destabilize time or something?
That's probably true,
says Turtok.
But I was made ruler of the universe. It's my job to save everyone.
But, Kathunkle, that's all our job, so you don't gotta do it alone.
The wisdom of the Pastapus.
Roll Wonder Penny Pasta. See if you can convince him.
Can I go back to my normal size first?
Okay.
That's a natural 20! Plus 3.
Ooh, we were due. Kathunkle hears your words and stops fighting for the Sword of If, leaving you, Amara, to finally pull it from the Bone Kraken's mantle. And as you do, the many bits of the kraken begin to fall away, leaving a weakened skull and bones with a glowing blue gem in their ribcage.
You all freed me, says Skullin. I knew you would.
The Bone Kraken had absolute power, but no original ideas. It was just polluting the sea, grabbing everything it could, and stealing everyone else's ideas.
That's what the nearly omnipotent people tend to do, Kathunkle.
You're right. Oh, I've got a severe case of indigestion suddenly.
And Kathunkle coughs up not one, but 4 plenty gems. Spirit, air, earth, and finally fire. That float around each other.
Lolandra says, looks like it's our responsibility to get these gems to safety.
But in our present, the plenty gems...
Wait, says Turtok. You must let this play out. I will take earth. Spirit will go to Zakamedes. Lolandra?
Well, I'm a nature mage, so I'll take, fire and air. Why not?
And I have to get water, but not me from now, but...
You from some time in your past.
That's right.
Wait, all of you. This power, it may change you. It changed me.
ZZ, Turtok can sense that these kids need to get back to their timeline as soon as possible. The longer they're here, the higher the chances of a massive paradox.
Kathunkle, can you throw open a portal to get these children back to their future?
Yes, but I feel like there's still some explanation and exposition that we should really cover.
Except the world might end if we sit around to do that. Tempus fugit.
Don't quote Latin at me. I eat Latin for breakfast. In various dimensions made of language. Anyway, here's a portal.
Quickly, children, step through.
You know what? Yeah, I'm gonna take the Sword of If with me before anyone asks about it. Since it just looks like a cane right now.
Oh, yeah.
Then I guess the cryptid kids say their goodbyes.
And head back to the future!
And that's where we'll end our adventure!
Whoa, my head's still spinning from all that.
Seriously, how many what-if questions made that story?
ZZ, I'll hand you the list.
Well, we already heard the questions from Nayara, Cole, and Khalil. Then we had Giovanna, who asked, what if you could control the wind, the sun, the trees, and the houses? And Tyler C., who asked, what if the cryptid kids have to fight a giant bone kraken?
Which turned out to be my old character.
So you're headed back to the future. armed with knowledge.
And the sword of if.
Which you're gonna have to be very careful with.
Oh, of course, you know me.
Oh, boy.
Oh, we're in trouble. Folks at home, how do you think our time travelers will help fix the future? Can you come up with one idea for one of these realms that might have to do with fire, earth, air, water, or spirit?
Lolandra took the Plenty Gem of Fire and the Plenty Gem of Air. So what's gonna happen to her?
And what do you think Kathunkel and Zoran Oak Saltroot will do back in the past that might help the Cryptid Kids back in the future?
Talk to your grown-ups and come up with some ideas.
You might even express some of them in drawings,
or short stories, or simply what-if questions.
And when you do, get your grown-ups' permission to email hello@whatifworldpodcast.com.
We can't include all of your ideas, but as you can see, we try to use a lot of them.
And as Guildmaster, I love reading through them and hearing them and seeing them and using them to help me plan my adventure.
We'd like to thank Karen and Eric O'Keefe, co-creators of What If World,
our producer Miss Lynn, Craig Mattinson for our theme song,
and all you kids at home who know you cannot change the past, but you can work together for a better future.
And until we adventure again, keep wondering.
The International Children's Arts Network, ICAN, is made possible by the Herbert A. Templeton Foundation, the Oregon Cultural Trust, the Brookby Foundation, and the Oregon Community Foundation. ICAN, poetry, story time, and music for kids.
E-